WHO.
This is Jack Shelley, broadcasting again from the command ship Ancon
in Tokyo Bay, Japan. You're about to hear a wire-recorded interview with two Midwestern men who only a few days ago were released from one of the notorious Japanese camps for American war prisoners. The interview is made aboard the Navy hospital ship Benevolence, where these men who have suffered so much at the hands of the Japanese were receiving the gentle, kind treatment and the strength-building food they have lacked for so long. Both the men, whose voices you'll hear, are in surprisingly good shape, considering what they've gone through. They were able to get about the ship readily and to come to the office where the broadcast recording was made, and undoubtedly they'll soon be back in the States. And now, the recording itself.
The first man we're going to interview is First Lieutenant William B. Strelnick of West Des Moines, Iowa. Strelnick's real home address is in Montana, at Anaconda, Montana, but his wife, Louise, is living at 832 Clover Hills Drive in West Des Moines. Lieutenant Strelnick, wonder if you'd step over here to the microphone and tell me, when were you taken prisoner by the Japs?
I was taken prisoner by the Japs May the 26th, 1945, a few minutes after midnight.
And were you a pilot of a plane?
I was the co-pilot.
What kind of a plane was that?
B-29.
The target and what were the circumstances in which you had to bail out?
It was a last fire raid over Tokyo, and we were one of the first planes in. We were hit a minute before bombs away, and we had the feather number 4 engine, and there was a fire in the wing. The gasoline tank was on fire, and it exploded and blew itself out. Then they hit number 3, and it started a flame that shot all the way past the tail, and we figured the wing would burn off, so we started bailing out.
When you bailed out, where did you land, and who picked you up first?
I landed almost in a village, I guess about between 50 and 75 feet from a small house and about half a mile from the sea. I ended up in the woods. I couldn't pick up any of my equipment because I could hear the people yelling as I landed. And I ran into the woods, but I couldn't go very far. And I guess I laid there about 15 or 20 minutes and they picked me up.
Were they civilians or soldiers who picked you up?
The civilians picked me up first. And later, I guess, the local constabulary got a hold of me and tied me up and marched me into a prison in a city, I guess, about 4 or 5 miles away. And the people in this first village, they weren't too rough with me. They dropped a 10-foot pole on my head and kind of scarred me up a bit. But then as I walked through these succeeding villages, all the villagers, some of the police there, and the soldiers were beating me all the way.
What kind of instruments did they use to beat you with?
Well, they used anything they had in their hands, usually clubs and their fists. And they would kick at me.
And the lieutenant has a scar or so on the top of his head as a souvenir of the treatment he got from the Japanese. Where was the prison camp to which you were taken?
The prison camp that we were taken to first was a central interrogation station in Tokyo, right in the center of the city.
Wonder if you could tell me what kind of treatment you got there.
Well, we got there in the afternoon of the 26th. They sat us down in the hallway, and I guess I was sitting there about 5 minutes, and someone started beating me in the face with their fist. I hit about 14 or 15 times, and then they quit. And immediately after that, I was taken up to be interrogated. And while there, I was beat with a cane. It was about 4 feet long and about almost an inch through. I was made to kneel down and then to bend over. Then I was beaten over the back and the hips.
And after that kind of brutal treatment at this interrogation point, were you then taken to a military prison camp?
Well, that was the prison camp we stayed at. We stayed there in a small cell. It was about 11 and a half feet long, 7.5 feet wide. And we stayed in there, 19 of us to begin with. One boy died, and one they took out for hospitalization. We thought, we don't know what happened to him. And 17 of us lived in that place for 82 days.
82 days in this tiny cubicle about 11 feet long.
11.5. About 11 and a half feet long.
How in the world did you endure living in there? Did you sort of take different spots and rotate around?
We did that because some of the spots were a little rough around as we thought. So to make it fair to everyone, we rotated. We moved into a different position every night.
Did you receive beatings and other mistreatment at the camp when you were living in this very small, congested spot?
We didn't receive many beatings, but we never got any water, a haircut, shaves were entirely out of the question. And we always got our ball of rice, a very small one, usually, for our meals and a cup of water. Sometimes they just didn't give us the water.
How much weight do you estimate that you lost as a result of this very, very poor diet that you were given by the Japs?
Between 40 and 45 pounds.
Have you had a chance to gain any of that back since you got on this fine ship?
I think I've picked up about 10 pounds.
Where was it that you actually were picked up when you finally were liberated?
At Camp Omori. It was a little small island the camp was on. That was all that was on the island, this small PW camp. And they brought these boats right up to the island and picked us up.
How did it feel?
It was the most wonderful feeling. I just can't explain it.
Boy, I'll bet it was, and I know how happy you are to know that now you're on this hospital ship, safe and well, and started soon, we know, on your way back home. Is there something you want to say to somebody back there in West Des Moines?
I just want to tell my wife that I will be home soon. I guess that's all.
That's one thing I've noticed. These fellas are so overcome when they think of going back home, they don't know what to say. And truthfully, even a fellow who's supposed to talk for his business doesn't know what to say either. Thanks a lot to Lieutenant William Strelnick of West Des Moines, Iowa. Next, we're going to hear from an Army Air Corps Corporal, Harold Schrader of Appleton, Wisconsin. Corporal Schrader, what kind of a job were you on when you were captured by the Japanese?
I was a luck gunner in a B-29.
Where were you shot down?
Right over Tokyo. Where I landed, I don't know. Up in the hills someplace.
Well, you told me that you sort of blacked out on the way down in your parachute, didn't you?
Yes, I never came to. I don't know how hard I hit the ground, but came to probably about 5 minutes later. A bunch of Japanese standing around me. My treatment wasn't too bad there. They blindfolded me, put me on a truck, and it seems to me I rode all night in that thing with my hands tied behind me.
Your hands were tied behind you. Were you beaten at that time?
No, I wasn't beaten bad. They pinched me in the back of the neck, some of them. And how they kicked me around and awful rough riding around the streets of Tokyo and an old truck without springs.
Where were you taken, first of all?
Up in the hills someplace around Tokyo.
And did they put you through this interrogation process, too?
Yes, this is central camp, where I stayed for 2 months. They interrogated me about 5 times there.
How long has it been that you were a prisoner of the Japanese before you were released?
9 months.
9 months. Was all that time spent at this one place, or were you transferred to other spots, too?
No, I was 2 months in this first cell, and then I moved to another Kempe station, they call it, where I was in a cell for 2 more months. And then they moved me out to Camp Omori, where I've been for the last 5 months.
And you were there when you were picked up, is that right?
That is right.
What kind of treatment did you get from the Japanese at these various camps? The routine of beatings hold true for you, too?
That's right. I suffer no ill effects. I got beat by bamboo sticks in the head and that. Everything's okay now.
You look pretty good at that for the experiences you must have been through. How about your food? Was it terrible, too?
It sure was. About as small as I can ever hope anybody will ever get.
What were the main items of the diet they gave you?
Just rice and most of the time green vegetable soup. Very little food.
Without mentioning any particular names, of course, because we're not authorized so far, at least, to release those. Do you know of some men in your camp who died as a result of Japanese treatment?
I don't know of any who died. I know lots of them that are very weak, and of course after getting on a hospital ship like this, it sure is wonderful. They wouldn't have lasted much longer.
Did you lose a lot of weight yourself?
I lost about 50 pounds.
And you think you're going to be gaining that back pretty rapidly now?
Doing it right now.
You sure are picking up, there's no doubt about that, and all these other boys are too. Tell me, what do you think about the Japanese? Do you think that there is anything that can be done in the way of punishment that is fitting for the kind of treatment they've given you men who've been held prisoner?
Well, I think there should be some punishment. I think our government officials know more about what to be done than I know.
I'm sure that you, together with all the others, hope that action of a proper sort will be taken. Would you like to say something that those folks up in the excursion will be able to hear about how you're feeling now after this long ordeal?
Well, it's the most wonderful feeling I've had in my life. Just when we were standing out there in the Nomari camp, just to see those barges come in, I guess the tears came to all of our eyes.
You certainly had reason for that overwhelming emotion, and we want to thank you for being with us now. We'll let you go back to your ward, Corporal Harold Schrader of Appleton, Wisconsin.
That concludes this wire-recorded interview with two released Midwestern prisoners of the Japanese. This is Jack Shelley in Tokyo Bay, returning you to Des Moines.